Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Schuelt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Schuelt moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Schuelt moves to third. Burns moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Schuelt scores. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Melillo scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Johnny Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Schuelt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to third. Com moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Myatt scores. Com moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to second. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Storti takes first base on ball four. Johnny Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Averill throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Goslin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Burnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Browns, 5, Indians, 5. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schultz out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter bunts towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Burns, who tags Averill trying to return to first, for the out. Farrell scores. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Campbell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Campbell. Porter scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 10-5, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Napclauza pinch hits for Sam Gray. Napclauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.